My pleasure.
Well, here we are, respiratory season, respiratory viruses, and I'm seeing more and more people are feeling under the weather, the sniffles, the coughs and that stuff. So I want to talk today about prevention. What can we do to slow down the spread?
Well, thanks, Sean. That's a great question. As you know, the province's vaccine program is in full swing, and the vaccines are available for both COVID-19 and influenza. Mask use is a question that commonly comes up, and it's a tried and true intervention that has been used for years and is definitely very effective at decreasing individuals' risks of respiratory viruses.
What are your thoughts on the cloth ones? Do we want to stay away from those and use proper masks?
Well, you know, anything you can do decreases your risk, but the single-use disposable masks are more effective and probably safer.
Okay.
If you do use a cloth mask, I support it. Just be careful with it.
Okay. What are some things to remember when thinking about wearing a mask?
Well, we have to make sure that it fits properly. There's different size masks for children, as an example. We want to make sure we apply it and take it off carefully. It has to be changed if it becomes soiled, and we want to dispose of it carefully in the garbage because it is an infectious risk. I think it's really important to know that people have different opinions about mask wearing too, so I want to make sure we respect people's decisions if they choose not to wear a mask. It's really an individual choice. And there's all different ways to wear them too, but they don't work if they don't cover both your nose and your mouth. Don't forget that.
And I would think after handling them, you'd want to get some hand sanitizer and take care of your hands because you've literally, like you just said, there could be some infection on the mask.
For sure. Both before you put them on and after you take them off. And of course, wash your hands frequently. Another important intervention that works and is tried and true.
Appreciate the tips, Dr. Serena. We'll talk to you again next week.
My pleasure. Thank you.